The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. On this episode of The Heat Check, we've got a special Monday episode featuring my guy, Keith Smith, the Spotrac. Keith's like one of the best in the business, by the way. He breaks down the latest on the NBA from what's popping with the Celtics to where Malik Monk might actually fit best in free agency. Is it the Kings? Is it the Kings? Say it's not the Magic. Nice way to start your week. Also, we get into a little news from around the league. So, Anthony, do me a favor, my guy. I know you're just coming back from Vegas, but we gotta do it like the Omnia. Drop that motherfucking beat. This should be Rihanna. Okay, so we've got all eyes on March Madness for the past 4 days. Not a lot popping in the NBA. We're gonna break, except for the fact that the Warriors might miss the playoffs altogether. But I mean, that's popping. Draymond Green saying that they're quiet. They don't have any good habits. Steph saying, I'll play 50 fucking minutes if I have to. Steve Kerr saying, no, you fucking won't. Everything's going to disarray for our Dubs. Anyway, not else is happening other than that. So we're going to break down how the NBA prospects played out in the tourney in a week or so. But we can touch on a little news before we get into this interview with Keith Smith from Spotrac. So Adam Silver and the league front office apparently come to what we already knew. The G League Ignite is not working. It's not working. It's not putting out pros. I know that there's been a few. It's not much of a shocker since the entire reason that it started was to give 18-year-olds a path to the NBA that did not involve D1 vow of poverty. Now that's kind of moot, folks, because last time I checked, we got homie with the Val Kilmer Top Gun haircut doing Buffalo Wild Wings commercials straight off of a 10-3 performance in the lobby of his hotel room immediately getting paid. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Wax on, wax on, wax. We've got random kids from Yale doing commercials. I think Creighton doing commercials for Supercuts, okay? That's happening. So you don't need the G League Ignite anymore. I don't even know what the G League Ignite guys are getting paid right now. Give me a second, Anthony. I gotta know how much they're getting paid. $500,000. Oh my God. Are you fucking joking me? Caitlin Clark makes that in about one semester. Okay? This is not, get it? Like G League Ignite are 2-30 this season. 2-30. Even if they project to put Ron Holland and Matas Buzelis into the lottery this season, it is disgusting. Just didn't work. One alumnus who had nothing but good things to say is Scoot Henderson. My guy. Last year's number 3 pick in the draft. He said, I really thank the people at Ignite, the little people that you don't see. They don't get enough credit for how much they have to pour into us. The coaches, they don't get enough credit for having to get guys from high school to get them up to speed in a few weeks to play some grown men that have children to feed. You don't see that. You see them getting beat a lot and having a horrible record. You don't see the things that they go through day to day. From my viewpoint, they helped me in a huge way to be where I am right now. I can't thank them enough. How about maybe instead of these guys struggling, clawing, scraping their own eyes out to get children to play against grown men that have children, maybe just roll them out in the college game? I don't know. You can't put him out against hungry grown men. Imagine this, a guy who should be in high school right now trying to keep Isaiah Thomas, MVP, from eating his lunch. How about Kenny Lofton Jr.'s cases to lunch, who had 50 the other day in the G League? Good luck. Good luck that to that. So anyway, RIP, G League Ignite, good idea in theory, and then all of a sudden NCAA came around and made you completely irrelevant. Scoot, Jalen Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Jaden Hardy. I don't know why I said his name like that. Dyson Daniels, Isaiah Todd as alumni. The legacy is mixed reviews. Not going to lie. It's mixed. We'll see how it all ends up working out. Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Green, and Scoot Henderson are probably the best ones. But RIP. We now move on to the college game. Moving on, Saturday night, the Portland Trailblazers did something that hasn't happened since 1970. They started five, count them, five rookies. Tumani Kamara, Chris Murray, Dwight Reese, Scoot Henderson, and Ryan Rupert. What a squad. What a little rookie squad. And you know what? They started against the NBA champs, the Denver Nuggets, albeit without Jokic, so, you know, it is what it is. Still were 10.5-point favorites. And the team were rookies. Would you know it? They held their own. They did. They lost by three. The game was close the entire time. Pretty amazing for the Rooks. Scoot had 22, 10, and 6. Duop had 24, 8, and 2 with three stocks. My goodness. If you're looking for things to be encouraged by in terms of the Blazers for the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, you should feel good about these little moral victories. Finally, a couple of somewhat disturbing injury updates for the two best teams in basketball. Out west, Jamal Murray, second nasty ankle sprain in this season in the closing minutes of the game against the Knicks. He missed the Blazers game. So the Blazers kept it close against Jamal Murray, against a Jamal Murray-less and a Jokic-less Nuggets. They said, fuck the Blazers. We don't care about what they're talking about. Anyway, according to Coach Michael Malone, please say the Michael, the injury will cause a short-term absence, but it could be longer. The team definitely needs a healthy Jamal Murray. We know that. Like, without Jamal Murray, this team is almost as bad as this team without Jokic. If it wants to defend their championship, they need to get him back on the court ASAP Rocky. Of equal gravity, though, the Celtics have some horrible news about Jrue Holiday, who has been absolutely awesome for them this season. One of the reasons that they have the best record in the NBA. I think he's actually shooting like 41% from three right now. Jrue has now missed three straight games, and now we have clarity on why. Let me tell you this. When I tell you why, you're going to be like, don't like the sound of that. Dead arm. No, say it ain't so. All I know is dead, any insert body part after that is fucking, I'm out, okay? Dead ankle, dead leg, dead torso. What the fuck? None of it is good. He had a sprained right shoulder that leaves him with dead arm, which sounds like he probably can't lift it if it's dead. We have to wait for Jrue Holiday's arm to rise from the crypt in order for him to get back on the court. Like Jamal Murray, there is no timetable for his return. No idea if when he returns he'll be back to 100%. This is also his shooting arm, which I said 42% from three. If it doesn't heal quickly, we might be in for a Markel Fultz situation, and we don't want that. We'll definitely be keeping our eye on these developing stories as we move forward, but in the meantime, we have one of my favorite guests, Keith Smith of Spotrac, who is here to give us the latest update on the NBA, with a touch of March Madness talk thrown in as well. Keith is joined on my other show, BetMGM Tonight, where I'm joined by my co-host, Ryan Horvath, because my other co-host had the flu, because Ryan had the flu 2 weeks ago. BetMGM Tonight airs 7 to 11 Eastern. Maybe I'll get the flu this week. In most major radio markets and live on YouTube and Twitch. Fun interview, so let's jump into it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to do it with the best right now. Keith Smith, like you said, contributor over at Spotrac, front office show as well. Keith, how you been, man? And how are you enjoying March Madness so far? Did you fill out a bracket?
Yeah, I did. I filled out a bracket for sure. We did a little contest with the front office show listeners, and we let whoever wins within reason and appropriateness come on and give a little rant or question or thought or whatever they want to do. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. I mean, I watch mostly for the NBA prospects. But don't get me wrong, if an underdog, if a 14 or 15 seed is putting up a fight, you better believe I'll be all in on that underdog.
That's what I wanted to ask you, man. Like, who's the guy that you have your eyeballs on? You know, maybe if it's somebody that everybody's talking about or not talking about, but like as an NBA prospect, is there anybody that you have some interest in this tournament this week?
Yeah, there is. I mean, Kentucky's getting ready to tip off here. Their guys, you know, they've got a ton of guys. They've got 9 legitimate NBA prospects on that roster. So there's a whole bunch. Start with Dillingham and Shepherd, the two guards, who actually both come off the bench for this team because they're just that deep in guys. Those are guys that might be top 5 picks. And then the other guy I'm really interested to see if he can bounce back, did not play well in the first 4 game. He's coming off an injury.
It's
Cody Williams of Colorado.
That.
He needs to have a better game than this next one out against Florida tomorrow. Otherwise, you're going to have some teams, I think, are going to start to question, all right, did what we see, does it match up to where we want him to be as a prospect?
Yeah, Keith, because he was 0-for-4 from the field last night, and I was pumping Colorado's tires pretty much the entire week about how far Colorado can go. And he's a big reason why. And then just didn't really deliver, wasn't in the game during crunch time. How much of that, though, is the fact that he's trying to push back from injury sooner to help his team make a run? I mean, obviously he hurt his face as well. He's got an ankle injury that he's nursing. He probably wouldn't have to come back if he was really caring about his draft stock, but he's trying to figure out a way to gut it out.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing right now. He'll definitely get credit from a lot of people for pushing through and trying to play, because a lot of guys would have said, hey, I'm a likely top 10 pick. I don't need to push through an injury here and, you know, risk messing up anything for me with the draft and anything like that. But he's got to be better than he was in that game. He was never really overly engaged in that game. He was just kind of out there. So I expect he'll bounce back against Florida, but a lot of it's going to come down to, really, is he healthy and ready to go? That's going to be the big question mark with him tomorrow when they play the Gators.
So Oregon, my team, 87-73 over South Carolina. I thought that there were a couple of players for Oregon that really showed out. First and foremost, you had Cousinard, who had 40, former South Carolina Gamecock, and Nafali Dante. Are any of those two players like legit NBA guys in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know about Cousinard. It seems like he's not a guy we've heard a lot of, but sometimes a guy has a run like that. Not only did he have the 40 points, but he also had 6 assists, which is a good number in a NCAA game, especially when you're putting up 40. So we'll see with him. Sometimes those type of performances can put you on the radar. But Dante and Evans, those are the two guys who are more, I think, on the radar for NBA guys. Dante, he's somebody I think a lot of teams liked coming into the year. And then Oregon didn't have as strong a year, I think, as some people thought they might have. They really went on that great run in the final Pac-12 tournament, which really kind of lifted them. So I think he's a kid who can play, and I think there's a chance. You know, it's as much as we love to talk about positionless basketball and wings and perimeter players, there's still the old axiom holds true of you can't draft size.
Keith, in the Western Conference, what am I missing right now? I know Karl Anthony Towns is injured, but the Timberwolves are 14-1 to win the West, the same price as the Mavericks, and I think that's crazy. I think they're for real. What do you think about Minnesota in the West?
Yeah, I think it's been impressive without Karl Anthony Towns and even without Rudy Gobert this week that they're still hanging in there and still doing what they're doing. I thought that Denver game, even though they lost it, was really kind of instructive for, all right, this team can do some stuff even without their main guys. And we all hope, you know, Gobert will be back. We know that. But we all hope Towns can get back. Ideally, you want to see him get back with a week or so to go in the season, give him a couple games to, you know, get his timing right, get his rhythm back, and then you go into the playoffs. I think the NBA, maybe more so than any other league, we have this thought of you have to prove it to me, right? And they went in last year. They were an unexpected playoff team. They played okay against Denver, really gave Denver a couple issues, but they lost, and there's no shame in that. The Nuggets are the champs. But now I think this year it is, all right, well, now you've proven you could be a really good regular season team, but are you going to come through when it really matters? Because that's what we want to know. So I think a lot of it's going to depend who do they get in their first round matchup. Are they in a spot where they can really do some stuff? But I'm a believer within reason. I think they can advance a round, maybe even two rounds. I just don't see them getting out of the West again in the finals because I have a hard time seeing anybody beating Denver.
You mentioned the play-in tournament a little bit in terms of like who the Timberwolves could potentially play. I actually think them being in the three seed is probably the best case scenario if the Kings kind of hold that spot. Teams like the Lakers, Suns, even Mavericks, kind of a tougher matchup for the Wolves. But in terms of the Mavericks, last year we saw them in the play-in mix and they decided to punt on the season, risking pissing Luka off, but making sure that they got their first round pick that was top 10 protected that they would owe to the Knicks. If they stick around in that play-in mix again, what do you think the Mavs do this year?
Yeah, I think they've got a good chance to advance out of it. The thing is, if you look at it right now, if that holds, you're going to have Phoenix and all their guys. You're going to have the Mavs. You're going to have the Warriors. You're going to have the Lakers. It's like, you know, incredibly, you know, star power packed play-in tournament. And for all, as much as I'd like to think, you know, the NBA and their TV partners are like, man, this is going to make for a great play-in tournament, then they're going to wake up the next morning and be like, wait a minute, a couple of these teams are gone. Like, I don't know that that's what we really wanted. So I think that's a tricky thing. But I think, you know, Dallas is one of those teams with Luka and with Kyrie. They're going to go into any matchup, no matter who they're playing, except for maybe Denver, feeling like, hey, we might have the best and second best player on this team. You know, why not us? You know, why can't we beat these other teams? Why can we not win, you know, this series? And that's a huge thing to have because those guys are that good.
What do you think about Orlando right now, man? I mean, like, if you're better, the best team against the spread, they're 41-28, but they're only getting better. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 4 straight. I don't think they could, like, make a run to the conference finals, but how far off is Orlando this season? Or, you know, like, in the future, do you think?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I think we're only probably a couple years away from them making a real, serious run deep into the playoffs, because they're set up to add this offseason to the team that they have. And then we've got one more year before they're going to start to get expensive when extensions will start kicking in. And guys like Paolo Banchero is taking a major leap. We all kind of knew this was going to come because he was that good as a rookie, but he's been really efficient this year. He's eliminated a lot of the bad shots. Now, a lot of that has come from he's not having to run the offense as a rookie in the league because every single guard on the team is hurt like it was for about a third of last season. So he's really good. Franz Wagner's good. They've got pretty good depth. They've got a whole bunch of guys who can really play. So I think they're close. And the big thing that they do, what they can't lose sight of moving forward, is for me, one of them is the way they defend. You have to continue to give that effort and get after it that way repeatedly. Then the other part is, I think they're in a spot where they cannot, we all want to rush to bring in the next, great player to kind of lift a young team. And sometimes when you do that, you take away from the guys you already have. And Orlando has to be very careful. You don't bring somebody in who takes the ball out of Banchero and Wagner's hands too much, because those guys are such special players. You want them to continue to have the ball to kind of key and lead your offense.
Yeah, that's such a great point, too, because the thing that sometimes Orlando struggles with is scoring. Obviously, such a great defensive team. And I was going to ask you about Malik Monk, because he's been linked to the Orlando Magic. Do you think that's a fit? Because, one, Orlando has so many guards already, like almost a plethora, too many guards. They have Gary Harris at the shooting guard position, so he could certainly step in. But, like, do you think that makes sense for them? Do you think that that kind of maximizes what they want to do, or do you think it takes the ball out of Franz Wagner and Paolo's hands too much?
Yeah, that's a great thought with Malik Monk, because I think he's the kind of guy who could really fit in well with this team, because he is somebody who is, he's good with the ball in his hands. He's good when he comes off the bench, which could ultimately still be his role in Orlando. We just talked about him on Front Office Show today, and it seems like there's still sometimes this stigma attached to, well, you're a bench player. Well, the reality is, guys like Jamal Crawford and Lou Williams had basically 20-year careers of great years coming off the bench. And there's no reason a guy like Malik Monk couldn't do that. And I think for a team like Orlando, because Monk is in a spot where he knows how to play off of other guys, he does a great job playing off of De'Aaron Fox, and especially in two-man games with a big who can pass like Sabonis, he'd fit in perfectly with Banchero and Wagner. So yeah, I think he's the kind of guy who could fit in. And yes, the Magic do have a lot of guards, but there's some transition that's going to come with that position. Gary Harris is a free agent. Markelle Fultz is going to be a free agent. We're going to see what happens at that position. I think Cole Anthony is, he's here to stay because he signed. And then Jalen Suggs is somebody who's taking major steps forward this year. But the rest of that guard position is a little bit in flux.
I love Jason Tatum. Man, I do think there's something like when it is in the clutch. Every time I need him at least to hit a clutch three, he never does it for me. But where are we at right now?
He's never taken a charge in his entire career.
Where are we at right now with Boston, and who scares us the most right now in the East?
In the East, it's probably still Milwaukee. They're going to be tough, right? It's Giannis will be there when it matters. You're going to have Damian Lillard doing his thing. That's still going to be a tough matchup, for the Celtics get through. I always say, the Miami Heat are like the classic horror movie villain. Like, until you separate the head from the body and bury the ashes in the deepest part of two different oceans, I'm not going to count them out. Like, they'll come back and make things, more nervous than they should be. But I think this is the best I felt about this Celtics team in a few years now. I think they've kind of got everything that they need. And when you watch them play, I think the worry that people have over, they're going to close out games and all this stuff, I think it's a little overblown. I think they do close out a lot of these games. They did it against Milwaukee, and it's funny because they did it, and everybody's like, I need to see this team close out a good team in a close game. They did it, and then it turned into, they should have blown them out, so that's a problem. It's just, I think Jason Tatum hit the nail on the head. They win so much that people have to find reasons to complain about them, because there just isn't a lot of opportunity to do it.
What team, before we let you run, we got about a minute. What team in the top four in either conference do you think is most vulnerable for a first-round exit?
Oklahoma City. I love what the Thunder have done and what they've built, but history tells us the NBA playoffs are not kind to teams on their first run through, and the only guy who's had any kind of playoff experience there is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he's a great player, but there's a lot of stuff that they've got to sort through and kind of figure out there in Oklahoma City, and they're going to have to do it on the fly in the postseason. So I'm not saying they're going to lose in the first round, but I don't know that I see them making this Western Conference Finals run, because it generally takes at least one trip through the playoffs before a team's really ready to win there.
Keith, great stuff, man. Take care. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the rest of the NBA season. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Keith.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the tourney.
That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Many thanks to Keith and my whole gang at BetMGM, my whole squalor at BetMGM tonight. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like underdogs in the NCAA tournament. Chalk City, folks. Guess who's winning? Us. Guess who's not? Be the books. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. Even that D2 guard who had zero stars coming into college, who hit 10 threes to send Kentucky packing, tell him, hey, Jack Golkey, keep on shooting those threes and get me some Buffalo Wild Wings while you're at it, because I know you're doing those commercials for them, and it's dope. Throw on the Heat Check. Congratulations to Jack Golkey, by the way. Had 500 followers before this from Oakland. Oakland, the school, not in the town business. And now he's got 20,000 and he's verified. So congratulations. You know who's verified? The Heat Check. Follow us. It's dope. Do not forget to follow us on at this Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And once again, at some point, we will post again on YouTube. See you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.